Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, here we are, Gordon Street Cathedral Quarter in Belfast, and I've just stepped in the door, and who shall I see but the man to impart all the knowledge, Paul Kane. Paul, thank you for the invite.
Good to see you.
Nice to be here in Belfast. This is, it's the Oh Yeah Music Centre. So, for those who don't know, what is this? What does it do? What happens here?
Oh Yeah Music Centre is now celebrating its 16th year. We started life as a bonded whiskey warehouse. Then Outlet Records was here and lots of stuff recorded, including Horse Lips and a whole range of other things. 2007, we opened our doors in an apolitical place in the Cathedral Quarter of Belfast as a music hub, as a place to welcome young musicians, and as a place to celebrate music, because we're a cultural hub as well. I'm sure you know this, Marty, but I'll tell you anyway.
Yes.
Oh Yeah was named after a song from Aish, because Aish were part and parcel of who we are. And we wanted something positive,
yes,
something here. So I've had the joy and privilege of being here for 13 years, and we're standing in this place, looking at these lovely photographs, with a lovely piano from Music Matters. It's got real character, and, you know, this piano, we've hired students playing it, we've heard musicians playing it, from Mozart to Nirvana, the whole shebang.
Oh,
and some people get through at least a couple of bars further than Moonlight Sonata, others don't.
Through this door here.
As we look around us, we have boards that are outlining a lot of the genres of music, from trad, from DJ stuff, from heavy rock.
And all are welcome.
And all are welcome, yeah.
Very good.
And these are musicians from Northern Ireland, so this is part of a cultural DNA where young musicians come in, they can see this stuff, be inspired, know what's happened before, and pave the way for an amazing future.
And also be proud of what came before.
And we celebrate everything. And one of the lovely things about this exhibition is it's in parallel with a festival called Sound of Belfast. So every year we have this week-long festival, and the highlight of that is we have the Northern Ireland Music Awards, and we look at the past, the present, and the future. So last year we had Horse Lips, and Barry Devlin received a Legend Award, which was incredible. We had new artists, you know, best album, best single.
It's funny you should say that, because he was in with us on the radio with Jim Lockhart when this huge collection of Horse Lips music was released, and he told us about the award he was getting up here.
Well,
and he was proud as punch. This is a performance area as well, though. You have a stage area here.
We're looking at a stage. We have gigs through festivals. We've just got a new PA put in, and we're a capacity of 300 people. And these are one of the showcases where we have our talent development program. We have a scratch program. So think of people starting from scratch, from nothing. And we've run
so
that for them.
So they come to you.
Yep.
And
yep.
Say what? What?
Well, they say we've been playing for a year, 2 years. We'd like to get our next foot on the ladder. And Charlene Haggerty is our talent development manager, and she takes them through a year of incubation. So they meet promoters, they meet people like yourselves,
exactly,
to do media.
You have all the contacts.
Yeah. And then, because this is a music hub, you know, there was a recording studio upstairs, Start Together. You know, there's a record label called Quiet Arch. There's a whole range of stuff. So you literally walk out of this room, get a video made, get your stuff mastered, if you need your guitar tech done, you know. So it's all to one-stop shop for music. We're very, very proud of it.
Interesting suit with the barbed wire.
Yes, we're standing in front of this wonderful suit, Gibson Les Paul, which was Gary's. And the suit has barbed wire on, as you rightly say. This was, obviously there's a Belfast thing here with barbed wire, but more importantly, it's actually for Amnesty International. So the barbed wire is their logo wrapped around a candle. So Gary did a gig for them as a fundraiser. And of course, we've got this wonderful guitar, which is just incredible. It's just really amazing. And sadly, when he passed away and his father donated this, which would have been his 60th birthday, we've had people from around the world just coming to say hello. And as you rightly said, we had Eric Bell in just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were great friends. And Eric, he's another very, very funny man. And he walked in, he says, "Do you know who I used to be?" So he's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
That's a beautiful thing to have.
It is indeed.
But you have so many, you have signed items, you have all manner of things here. And again, people come in and just get a feel for it. Original singles, all this stuff. I mean, that's all impossible to get now.
It totally is. I mean, we've got the original sign from Cypher's Avenue. We've got Major Minor label, Van Morrison kicked his heels off in 1964 in the Maritime Club around the corner. And this has just become iconic. He's just released his, what, I think 40th album. And the joy of this is you get people coming in who maybe have their own stories too. So you'll maybe get someone saying, "Oh, I went to this gig, and I remember Van Morrison taking off his Chelsea boots and throwing them into the audience and only getting one of them back. You know, and, you know, you hear these lovely stories of people, and it adds to our cultural heritage as well, because this just opens up so many things for people. We are a campus here for Belfast Metropolitan College, where young musicians come in. Yeah, well, the campus obviously was set up, but you will get young folk coming in for a look around. And, you know, we have a songwriting room upstairs called the Capital Extra Room. And, you know, we have rehearsal space, so young folk can come in and do your thing. And we keep the cost quite low, so as a young band or a solo artist can come in and can actually afford to do their craft, because it's tough these days. Mm. You know, there's the...
Well, how do you do it financially? Because...
Well, we're a charity. So we apply for funding from some major funders like Arts Council Northern Ireland, Belfast City Council, Paul Hamlin Foundation, but we also generate our own funds. So we have a bar here and a live venue. So we combine that model to make sure that we're not reliant on one source of funding.
There's quotes right around the centre here, the OES Centre, and it's just quotes about music, about people and whatever. And there's one from Tim Wheeler from Ash. Paul, do you want to...
It's very prophetic. Tim Wheeler from Ash said, with the right conditions, Belfast could become known as a famous music city. And what have we got? Just got UNESCO City of Music status. Neil Hannon is yet another recipient of our Legend Awards, and he famously calls National Express that bus song. You know, some people are plagued by their hits. I don't know if that's one of his, and I did. If you've ever travelled on National Express, it's on your iPod, and you're listening to it, and you're thinking, "This is the real deal here."
National Express, then.